Friends, friends! We are starting a series, B'siyata Dishmaya, about Nisim, based on the Maharal, and I hope others for him as well, but in the meantime, the Maharal has a lot to say, so we're going to go with the Maharal's Mahalach. And this shir should be a special schus for Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel, Ben Esther, who needs a refuah shleima, rachmana litzlan. She's got some very disturbing, difficult news. Pesach Shachar Chol Yisrael, and for Abdav and Anach Mordechai and Frida Simcha, and for Miriam Bas Chaya. Says the Maharal in the Gevuras Hashem in the Hakdama Shnia. Haneflos ve'osas v'amosim shosek kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo v'diyak v'rotsak v'boi olamo roi l'diyah darkam v'yonam k'day shisparim ma'isei elokim. The miracles that God does in his world, and he tells his wonders to those who come into the world, it's worthy of explaining the nature of these miracles in order that the acts of God should become clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Nisim to the world in order that people should recognize them. So since that's the purpose of the Nes, so we have to understand Nisim in order that this purpose be fulfilled. The purpose is that people should know God. So we have to understand how Nisim get us to know God and what Nisim are all about. And this way we will fulfill the purpose. So for Jews, we don't really have to worry about so much philosophizing about how miracles work, because we believe, we have a munah pshuta, as opposed to the philosophers who the Maharal rails against on numerous occasions, that they don't believe, they don't have such a munah pshuta. Because Jews are tmimei derech olchem b'toras Hashem, yamin l'chol divrei Torah v'nevim. We believe in them. They know that these are all from God, all these miracles. This is only to talk about God does miracles, and we know it's from God. And we don't have any questions, but the other people have questions. But for us, we don't have questions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. But there are people who are maskilim. They wanna be mispalsif. They wanna philosophize. And they wanna understand hidden things. So there are a lot of different approaches to reveal things. To dvarim niglim heim. Vehem itam uleinayim. And there's so many of them. This says this way, this says that way. So even explaining revealed phenomena, there are arguments about explaining revealed phenomena. In a person's soul, there's so many different approaches. So bevadai, mahus seichel adam v'nishmaso, in spiritual matters, there are going to be a lot of machlokos. What do they know about the hidden world? V'ulam kulam ruach v'davar ein behem. It's all hot air. So man, what is he? We're just a piece of flesh. We're physical beings, we're material beings. Yes, we also have das and chachma, but it's connected to our chomer. We're very limited. So just like we can't connect ourselves to what's separate from this world, we also can't understand them. And skipping a little bit, v'kasher elu anoshim espalsifim chokru midaitem v'sichol maisa Hashem yesh yotzu v'derech zor legamrei v'osim aray lahaskir v'sichol v'sivim. So some people are mamish kofrim. So kofrim you should stay away from. And in the Siva Torah and Perakres, he's tamei on those who bring things in the name of the kofrim. Shouldn't even mention the kofrim shem v'shem yirkav. Don't even have to mention their names. Certainly not their opinions. Im lo kamo sham rabbi shakud lilmod kidei shetashiv la pikar. It says in Avos, you have to learn, you have to know what to answer, not pikaris. You have to know what to answer them, but not, you don't have to mention who they are. Yeshem emune Yisrael bo b'sichlam v'daitam le'zin aflos v'nisim shay lolam v'schakmo le'im v'vo b'daitam ki nisim v'shachosh v'ena maskim l'daitam v'chochmosam sh'eriskilu b'nutzayim v'seder nutzayim v'shul zeh chibsu l'an perish y'r'askir. And then there are those who are shlomei chachmei Yisrael, shlomei emune Yisrael, they're those who really believe. But they try to understand with their seichel the nisim, and he's going to mention later on what they think. But they're wrong. And he says we can be melamit zchus on them. Vayanira lefisichlam v'daitem shein roi lepol amiti shishana seder on themselves. Hashem nivraim be'emes v'yosha. They say to themselves in their minds, God is kavua, so why should he change metzias? So that's a limut zchus we have for them. That God is eternal, so what he created should also be the same, it shouldn't change. Omnam mitzad echar yein tzchus lehem chutz men atam asher divrein v'perishem ein or nochem lefi asecha v'adaz ki mofseim v'ray asem lo yitztiku v'edem heima ki sarum min emes v'yosher av ki bilbul ulanu aksubim v'yipsu lanu perushim nas natam v'nitzim shem oram al maisa Hashem shalakach negra osu mofsif shem osu mofis al maisa Hashem anora tam bilti meshubach. That people think that why does God in other words he says that there are those who you can be melamed zchusan, but here he writes mitzad echer ein zchus lahem, that he can't find another justification for them. He only found one justification, but he can't find more. And what they're saying is not correct. And the fact that their proofs are so weak, it shows that they veered from the correct path. And they say that it's called an osu mofes, a sign and a wonder, because this is a sign of the Maisa Hashem. And the Ramaral says this is a tam bilti meshubach, because nisim themselves don't show gvuras Hashem. They're just a means. They're echitimtzi, as Rabbi Hartman explains in the footnote, to show other Hashem's other great maisim. So the Ralbag writes this, and they say it's in order to be mechazek aramun on Hashem. That's why Hashem brings nisim. So he brings the Ralbag. The Ralbag says in Sefer Mochamas Hashem, Mayim Revav, very controversial sefer. Chelik Beis Perek Tes. Hinei kasher chipasnu b'chol enaflos matzanu kulam atzara hatova im lahaknos emunatova mofsim shasem moshe l'Yisrael kdei shiaminu shu navi shiaminu b'shem yisbarach v'mofet shas aliyo. So God is bringing wonders in order that people should believe in him, and the weakness is that the wonders aren't needed mitzad atzmam. They're just a means to be mechazek emuna, and if the ma'aminim were strong in their emuna, we wouldn't need the nisim. And therefore the nisim aren't be'etzim. Like the Maharal explains the same idea about Lashon Hara. That the Maharal says it's only us who speak Lashon in front and behind the person's back, but not in front of the person. Why? Because if you're in front of the person, there are many ways to harm him. So it's not Be'etzim. But when you're behind his back, it's Be'etzim because that's the only way to do it. So you're also by Nisim. Not Be'etzim that we need Nisim. There are many ways to be Mechazek or Amona. This is just one of them. And the Maharal negates that opinion. The Gurayah in Bereishis Perek Yigimelos Tesvav, the Maharal says that when Hashem spoke to Avram for a purpose, like the promise in Eretz Yisrael, that's not called a Dibur. That shows Chibanava. And the fact that Lot is there isn't going to prevent such a Dibur. That's not a real Dibur. A Dibur is when Hashem is speaking for no reason. That shows Chibanava. When you speak to somebody, somebody's in love with a girl or with a boy, and they just talk in order to connect. That's a true Dibur. But if it's for a purpose, that's not a true Dibur. And if Lot is there, Hashem won't speak to Avram. If it's not for a purpose, that he won't show him that Chiba. Continues Rabbeinu. So there's the opinion of the Greek that we wouldn't mention of the philosophers. That we wouldn't mention unless we have to be meishiv labikaris. That's what we have to do. We have to be meishiv labikaris. So the Maharal says in the Gurariyeh in the Zakdama to what we're about to say in the Gurariyeh Bereishis Perak Aleph Os Beis, the Ramban asks, what was Rav Yitzchak's kasha, that the Torah shouldn't have started with Bereishis? It should have started the Chodesh Zelachem. Why shouldn't it have started with Bereishis? If Hashem doesn't write Bereishis, people are going to think the world is eternal. And God didn't create the world ex nihilo. He didn't create the world something from nothing. And if somebody believes that the world is kadmon, like Aristo believed, like Aristotle believed, then all the nisim that are shinui ba'olam, shabo b'torah, heim nimnoim. And God can't do miracles. There's no miracles, the world was always here. But if it's yesh me'ayin, then miracles are possible. Because the Bria Hashem created Yesh Me'ayin, so you can also make Nisim Yesh Me'ayin. The Rambam writes in the Moireb in Chelek Beis, Perek Chof Hei, Svaras HaKadim Skifi Ofen Anir La Aristo, thinking that the world is eternal, like Aristotle thought, is Soyseras HaTorah Me'ikara, Umakrish Kol HaNisim Behechlet, V'dayim Adea B'chidosh Olam Yukol HaNisim Efsharim. So it's so say the Torah, because it shows there are no miracles if the world is kadmon, it was just always here. But if it's yesh me'ayin, then Hashem can also make miracles yesh me'ayin. But if there's a set creation that was never changed, never was always here, nothing ever happened to it, so then how can nisim happen? So Maharal says al tzad achiyuv kadmon, that the metzias ha'olam is mechuyeves be'echreach, it wasn't created with the will of God. That's the opinion of Aristotle. And therefore miracles can happen, because it was always here, nothing ever changed, so nothing is going to change. There's going to be no change that comes out from the regular order of things. He's not going to lengthen the wing of a fly. Since olam is noeg al pitivo min hagu ad yachiv meitu im kenim haya bav shinui with olam, I didn't flow, says this shinui aseder ben noeg al tivo. No, the world is natural. And if there's a miracle, it's not natural, and therefore it can't be the world. Well, if he died to the nimtsa dover bishinui tivo, ki im akol kim min hagu ad sad achiv. Everything just has to be. Nothing ever changes. And therefore miracles couldn't occur. Everything has to be alpi seder. That already was and that always was. And obviously we don't believe in that. We believe the world is not kadmon, that God created the world, something from nothing. That's today, that's the axiomatic in modern science, that the world started from, it was nothing and then it became something. Just some scientists are scratching their head trying to figure out how that happened, but we know the answer, I will say. How can one thing come from another thing? By chance. Something has to come. If something B has to come from A, if that's the nature, then it will. But if B doesn't come from A, then how's that going to happen? If it normally doesn't happen that way, it can suddenly happen. For example, how is blood going to come from water? Blood doesn't come from water. Therefore, miracles can't happen. Can't believe in that miracle. So, in the Olam HaTivi, water doesn't become blood. But for Olam HaNivdal, water can become blood. You can't bring a raya from nature to miracles. There are laws of nature, and miracles are beyond the laws of nature. V'hevdal yesh b'nem ki ateva pol b'zman. Teva is pol in time. V'lefikach tzarech l'chol pol tivi hemshech hazman. And therefore every topol tivi requires time. But pol that's not tivi doesn't require time. You have to have a baby, it's 9 months, it's time. But if there's supernatural things, then for example, the Nes Purim was over a long period of time because that's teva. But then when God wanted to make the miracle, like the whole process was a long process. When the miracle happened, it was all quick. Maru es Haman, maher gairas elav vush v'sesus, v'odam adam rev hilu es Haman. All this fast stuff, because that's not tachas esman. That's why you do the mitzvah. Famously, sort of the Maharal, you do a mitzvah quickly. Bezrizus, it's supernatural. But whenever you're in the realm of time, that's natural. But supernatural things are beyond time, but gashmi is within time, and that's why polim atzelim or balabai is dochek is God's above zman, and the polim are atzelim because we're in zman. That's atzlus.
And
1 second it changes from water to blood, because that's the will of God. All you have to have is His will and it happens. So it's above time and therefore it can happen instantaneously. I'm skipping a little bit of Olam HaTeva. This natural world is connected to the supernatural world. And from that higher world come the miracles. Shanisim yitzchabshu b'olam hazeh. B'ma she'olam hazeh yishlo chibur b'nivdalim. The reason they're miracles is because this world is connected to higher worlds, separate worlds. And therefore miracles only happen to the Jewish people, as I'm going to explain. Because we're Davik ben Evdalim, and therefore we are connected to the supernatural world, and therefore we have Nisim and Neflos. Davka happens to Am Yisrael because we're Davik in the higher worlds. You're right. Al Piteva is something. A doesn't, B doesn't necessarily come from A normally, but shelo pi derech ha-teva it can. Okay, so we started our discussion of Nisim, and obviously there's a lot more to talk about, and for those who want, it's very kedai to look in the Machon Yerushalayim edition in the Hakdama Shni of the Maharal of the Gevurah Hashem and see the many footnotes that we didn't read out. And B'siyata Dishmaya, we're going to continue B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu B'li Neder Hashem, should give us the Moach and the Koach and the Simchas Chaim to be able to continue talking about these various other stick in Yanim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.